We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The deadline to register to vote is coming up soon. And, of course, Election Day is on November the 8th. And we're joined by AARP Texas State Director Tina Tran. She's been a great resource on several different issues related to Texans 50 plus. So, Tina, great to speak with you again. Thank you for the time.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, my pleasure. So what are some of the issues facing Texans that are 50 or older this year when it comes to, especially when we look to the election next month?
Well, you know, it's a big midterm election, which means that we have elections at the federal, state, and local level, and probably some pretty important initiatives at the local level as well. At the federal level, things like Social Security, Medicare, making sure that drug prices remain low and affordable for voters 50 plus is on the ballot every time we elect new elected officials. At the state level for Texans 50 plus, I know a big part that we've heard from a lot of our members is the grid, utilities, making sure that one, most importantly, that it stays reliable during the extreme heat and the extreme cold, as well as the bills remain affordable when they hit mailboxes.
You know, when it comes to the concerns of older Americans, why should candidates listen to them? It seems like we always hear about the candidates going for the younger voters, right? They're trying to go after the younger generation, which is fine. But why should they also listen to the concerns of older Americans?
Well, 50 plus voters are the most reliable voters, and they do make difference in the election. So in 2018, almost 56% of voters were 50 and older. While elected officials do often go for the younger voters, 50 plus voters turn out every single time.
And what's changed this year in terms of the voting process?
So as you may recall, back early in the pandemic, there were some initiatives that were put into place to allow people to vote safely, such as 24-hour in-person early voting, as well as drive-through voting. Those are going away, so a lot of counties will not be able to do that. However, I don't want drive-in voting to be confused with curbside voting, which is still available to eligible voters. A couple of things that might be important to voters 65 and older who are used to voting by mail: they will have to apply again if they have not done so. So applying by mail and to get a new application, as well as to return their mail-in ballot, making sure that they've included the necessary information on their application as well as their mail-in ballot. And those things do match in order for that vote to count.
Also, we've got a big deadline that voters should keep in mind if they're not registered to vote. It's rapidly approaching that date when they need to be.
So if you are not registered to vote, the registration deadline is October 11th. So just a few short days away. If you also want to apply to vote by mail, that application is due by October 28th. So our website, which has all of the information and more of what I've just spoken about, is aarp.org/TXVotes. Of course, we also encourage folks to go to the Secretary of State's website, texasvotes.gov. And that also has a way for you to register to vote, as well as to download applications to vote by mail.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.